I have always said Maine's safety net should help our most needy citizens. Hello, this is Governor Paul LePage. These vulnerable Mainers include the elderly, children, disabled, and mentally ill. Illegal aliens who choose to live in Maine are not our most vulnerable citizens. We need to take care of Mainers first. I think most Mainers would agree. During my first few days in office in 2011, I issued an executive order to repeal Maine's status as a sanctuary state. In 2004, Democratic leadership banned state officials from asking people about their legal status when they requested benefits. My order rescinded that policy. Also in 2011, the state eliminated state welfare benefits for illegal immigrants. Last week, we took the next step. We told Maine towns and cities they no longer get state funding to give to illegal aliens. Federal law prohibits states from providing general assistance to illegal immigrants. This law was enacted in 1996 when President Clinton and the Republican Congress approved sweeping welfare reforms. Attorney General Janet Mills was appointed by the Democratic-led legislature, and she works for them. Mills has been working aggressively to keep giving general assistance to illegal aliens. What about illegal doesn't she understand? I find it inexplicable that the state's top law enforcement official would encourage municipalities to violate federal law. It's really quite simple. Federal law prohibits state reimbursement for illegal immigrants. We are just enforcing the federal law. Local taxpayers must speak for themselves. I urge all Mainers to tell your city councilors and selectmen to stop handing out your money to illegals. By following federal law and eliminating welfare abuse, we can provide a safety net for our most vulnerable. We will be able to use our resources more effectively and efficiently to better provide Mainers a path to economic independence. Thank you for listening.